Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I lay.
everybody. This is Nathan on the spot from Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming live tonight, putting somebody on the spot one more time. That's one of my favorite songs, Jesus, Draw Me Near to You. I tell you, I just love that song. It does something to me. I'm just glad to be back on the air one more time, putting people on the spot. I got at least three wonderful young women tonight that I'm going to put on the spot. What we are planning on doing is that new businesses, new news. We need some new news about businesses that's going on. But people need to set up their own business and let you get your insight on what these young women are doing in this time, this day, in Orangeburg, and I got one out of Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is supposed to be coming on in the next few minutes. And we're going to find out what kind of business she is. But let's go ahead. Let's put the first one on the air. Put her on the spot because she's driving. And I don't want to lose her before she get her testimony in here about why she's in a home-based business now. So, Miss Ida, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Nathan.
All right. How you doing tonight?
Wonderful.
I didn't go in the fresh air, I heard.
yeah.
That's all right. I tell you. I hate to put you on the spot tonight, but there's a need for people to know about what you're doing in this time. Why you decided that you want to start your own business instead of going out looking for a job. I know jobs is hard to find in Orangeburg now, so we almost pushed to find our own business. So what is this? This show is based on business and business news. What good news can you give the people tonight to encourage them and lead them in the right direction of what they need to do? Somebody out there need a job. Somebody want to hear what you got to say. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Nathan, for giving me this opportunity to share. And you asked the question, why? Well, I'm 59 years old, was in a traditional business with my husband for the last 30 years until he passed away. I elected not to continue in that business, and I found myself unemployable to the types of businesses that are there, out there right now, and people seeing my age and looking at my gray hair, which I wear proudly, and you do a second take, so it's like, well, do we want to hire somebody her age, when they do it all the time, but maybe they're not thinking that way, but coming to your own business, it's hard to step back into that.
Yeah.
So home-based business was something that I was always interested in, and I found a fantastic opportunity presented itself to me back in April of this year with a fantastic company with a group out of Atlanta, and the name is Inspire. And they want to inform people about their health and their wellness.
We want to break up now. You was doing good. Now we want to break up a little bit there. So repeat that one more time.
I'm not driving. I stopped.
Huh?
I am totally stopped. I'm not driving anymore.
Okay. Now I can hear you good.
The background noise. But anyway, like I said, I partnered with this company called Inspire, and they're a new company. This is their very first, April, May, 5 months. They've only been in business now since April. And we're solvent and strong, and they're continuing to grow each and every day. There are several videos out there on YouTube about Inspire. And this is an awesome company, an awesome group of people, you know, God-fearing men that run this company and who are ethical in the businesses. And that was one of the things that attracted me to them, is their love for the Lord and, you know, their dedication to doing the right thing.
Okay. And basically, this business was started off with a product for women, not men. And so, how did the men got top of the list? They just want to take care of the women?
No, actually, it was started for the women, they added products. Because they wanted to be able to take care of both. Because there's such a need with women, young women, older women, who are suffering from different health, female problems. I don't know what that background noise is. I don't think it's me. Fibroids, and various other things. And the men, you know, are the prostate problem. You know, that's affecting the younger and younger ages these days, and especially, it's African-American men and African-American women have a disproportionate number of fibroid tumors, as the men have prostate issues and lifestyle, you know, but we have to be proactive as a group, as a community, to make.
Wow, you're a break up.
You. No, it's not me. Coming from somewhere else. But, that they're aware of things out there that could be helpful or beneficial to our wellness. I like to tell people it's better to be proactive than to be reactive, meaning that if you're preventing things when you're healthy, you may not get sick.
Yeah.
Then you've got to work to get well.
So fix the problem before you have a problem.
Right.
All right. I like that.
Do positive things while you're healthy. You know,
right.
Look for positive is to live inside your temple or live with your temple. But we live inside our temple. So, and the Bible commands us to take care of our temple, you know, but when we abuse our temple and it happens, and sometimes is that totally out of ignorance. So that's why Inspire has this campaign going on to enlighten women, especially about the feminine products that they're out there for them that have poisons in them. One in particular is dioxin. And if anybody wants to Google the word dioxin, they can find out that it's a known carcinogenic. And it's in the feminine products that women have to use on a monthly basis.
Wow. Okay. Well, we gonna continue next week with Ms. Ada. I know she'll have some more information for us because her time is about up and we're asking for the stay on the line to hear. We have another young lady out of Bowman, South Carolina. We're going to bring and put her on the spot tonight to find out where her business is going and how she got into the business that she's into now. So without further ado, can we have Miss Glover come on the line?
Hello?
Go
me hurry up. I can't talk too loud while I'm at work.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
choppy. It's not coming through clear.
I can't hear what he's saying.
You hear what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, we can understand you.
Choppy.
I can understand her clear. Ms. Dolores is clear, but you are breaking up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's better.
It's still static, choppy.
I don't know what I'm going to do then because I'm going to directly to the computer now. My earphones used to work good. But that's why I put it here tonight to work out the little change. I repeat it again. The video show, number to call into the show is 347-945-9416. And my number, information of the 803-767-9214. How does that sound? Does that sound better? Hello?
Can you hear you?
Yeah, you're very choppy. Very choppy.
Yeah,
the number. I said then when you talk, it's not coming out clear.
Okay,
you're trying to get the number out. Can anybody hear what the number you're saying?
No, I couldn't understand it.
Okay, and the number, if you want to get on the call is, we have a call at 1 o'clock, we have a call at 5 o'clock, and then we have another call at 10 o'clock. And the number is 641-715-3272. And then they're going to ask you to put in your PIN number. The PIN number is 164-185-POUND. That's 164-185-POUND. And then they're going to tell you to introduce yourself. You say your name and what city you're calling from.
Okay. That came through loud and clear. Thank you, Silver.
Huh?
That came through loud and clear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a good opportunity. It's a really good opportunity to get in. You know, you got all kind of malls. Everything that you want, you can order offline. And it's especially one that I love called Rose. It's real nice stuff on it, real nice and very low prices. Everything that you need it, clothes, shoes, pocketbooks, hats, jewelry, you got it. Get on in and look through it. I think you enjoy it. We love it.
Okay.
Nice to hear you still out there.
Nathan, I'm still here.
Yeah.
He's still breaking up.
Right.
I don't know why I'm breaking up. But, hey, that's where it works sometimes. You'll solve this problem between now and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I've got another show going to be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And I'm going to call in at 347-945-5416. 2 o'clock tomorrow. This is Be Back With Dennis News. If you hear that very clearly. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You're here, but we can still make out what you're saying.
What you saying?
No, you're not here at all.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well. I'm getting another set of microphones. This was working good. going to continue on. Do y'all have anything else y'all want to add this night to the show?
Well, if anybody's interested in Inspire, we are looking for people to partner with us to spread the message of health and wellness. And it's not a typical health and wellness company. It's a very good company. So, you can reach me at idamora7@gmail.com. And that's IDAMRIS.
Say it again.
Ida, I-D-A.
I-G-A.
I-D-A. I as in ice cream. D as in dog. A as in apple. M as in Mary. O is in octopus. R as in Ralph. R as in Ralph. I as in ice cream. And S as in Sam. The number 7. @gmail.com, and I will send you a link to our business opportunity so that you can view it and see if it's the right fit for you. You want to partner with this company and help us spread this mission. We are involved in doing 5K runs to bring about awareness, and we also have a program set up for cancer victims to bring relief to them, financial relief, you know, to help with medical expenses, food, rent, light bill, whatever it may be. That's a part of what the big contribution is, that they go over to help people who've been injured to help them with their own. I can't.
Okay,
can you hear me better now? Am I still breaking up?
Yes, still breaking up.
Wow. I don't get that one. But things have happened better than that. Be aware of this issue. 3:09 tomorrow, we will try to solve this problem of me breaking up the kind of day. But I go back to listen to the show tonight and see how they edited it out. There's reason that they can edit this show to make it sound better. So I don't try to put different things in it. And I don't want to put the mic in it. So with that said, I was looking for LJ to call the image. Got a couple of between 9 and 9:30. We had a video fast 9:30. You haven't called yet, so I guess we're going to go ahead and end the show with this 8. No, it's 9. 28 now. So I'm going to give up at 9:30. And like I said, we will be on live tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And the number is 347-945-5416. We will be back again next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. You want to get on this broadcast at 9 o'clock? Just call into the station. And you'll be live on the air to tell about your business and help somebody else in their business. We're going to try to work together as a unit. Put all these businesses in the right place. It's going to be broadcast on Twitter. Oh, well, on Twitter. I'm going to be Facebook and blog up a video at this moment. I got to set my Twitter account back up. So it's 9:30 almost. So you're going to end the call. I'd like to thank these young ladies for coming on tonight for their first broadcast on Business News. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, the Lord.
It's in my heart. know, Melvin, you know what? Somebody asked me just the other day, said, "Harvey, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Harvey, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time?" I told him, I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing
it,
that's the reason I'm doing it, because it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies.
Yes,
I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be.